Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 16th of March. Economic theory often assumes perfect information. The right price is achieved because everybody knows what they need to know. This is not obviously true most of the time. If one side knows more than the other, or one side knows the truth and the other has been deluded, a distorted price can occur. This is how profit-led inflation takes place. Unfortunately, the rise of social media has done a great deal to promote fake news, and there's now a tendency to disbelieve. The Gulf War is making this worse. Governments influencing influencers to present things on social media in a certain way and not to comment on the negative. Subtle threats to television stations only to report positive news. Sudden blackouts of information in things like missile and drone intercepts. This adds uncertainty to market pricing, not only because fake news replaces objective facts, but because such things also encourage disbelief in the objective facts. Information quality is also affecting economic data. Economic numbers have become progressively less reliable across the developed world over the course of the last 15 years or so. However, the reasons for that unreliability have been assumed to be politically neutral. In recent months, investors have started to express concerns about whether US data is still impartial. It almost certainly is, but last Friday that reputation seems to have been unnecessarily tarnished by the action, or rather the inaction, of lawyers. The personal consumer expenditure deflator, a closely watched inflation measure, was lowered by a change in the data used to calculate legal fees. This is because the original source data from consumer price inflation has a low response rate and the data was considered to be unreliable. That's a very legitimate reason, though low response rates and dodgy data doesn't stop the Bureau for Labour Statistics publishing the job openings numbers, for instance. However, the switch to a different data source without advertising this reduced the personal consumer expenditure deflator by about 10 basis points. Changing data sources with the result that reported inflation is lower without advertising the data source change is not a good look in a world that cares more about spin than substance. This is likely to keep investors very focused on data quality issues, and it is a reminder that understanding the details of data has never been more important. In the Gulf, there's little reliable information to sway markets one way or another at the moment. That could, of course, change over the course of today. India is negotiating with Iran to get oil through the Straits of Hormuz. This might offer investors a middle way, a controlled reopening of the strait for more than Iranian oil flows. US President Trump's pleas for other countries to send ships to the region have been met with a rather cool response. Asking countries you're engaged in a trade war with to send their military into a real war that has no well-defined objectives might be a tricky piece of diplomacy to pull off. Dubai Airport has reopened after a drone strike. On the data calendar, US industrial production numbers are not likely to generate too much market interest. China's industrial production data, which matters much more to the global economy, showed stronger than expected figures built on better export figures. Government incentive schemes also helped to boost retail sales for the first couple of months. The risk with such schemes is that people simply shuffle their consumption to favour areas covered by incentives, in this case appliances, and cut back in other areas over time, rather than using their stock of savings to boost consumption, which is presumably what the government wants to happen. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC.
The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.